Holly's history should be honored at the Southbury Community Center if it's renamed. City councilors gave initial approval Monday night to rename the Mapleton Avenue facility, Peggy Hill Team Community Center, as part of a $640,000, 8-year naming rights agreement. Also, the Heritage Barry Committee would be consulted on the development of an installation at the community center to showcase the history of the Holly community. The name on the building is one thing, said Cown. Jim Harris. The building isn't part of Holly's longtime heritage, but the area is, and is there a way that we can honor that heritage, the hamlet of Holly, in some way in this building? Cown. Gary Harvey, who represents this area, said he's heard pushback about the name change. Obviously, there was some concern being raised by some residents in regards to the building losing its identity without the Holly name on it, he said, noting feedback has come from not just local residents, but those throughout Barry. I was kind of caught off guard. I didn't anticipate that we were going to receive some of the comments that we've seen online. Harvey said City Council decided in 2015 to look into naming rights deals for Barry facilities. Because we are very limited as to where our revenue streams can come from, and this is just one more way that municipalities can increase revenue, and it's been very successful in other municipalities, he said, mentioning Newmarket and Peterborough. Proceeds from the naming rights sale would go into Barry's sponsorship revenue account, thereby contributing to the city's overall annual operating revenue. Only Cown. Keenan Aylwin voted against the motion. The Holly neighborhood is one of the few neighborhoods in Barry with a strong and cohesive community identity, he said. The Holly Community Center is a big part of that. I believe strongly that public spaces should celebrate and honor community. I also believe that naming our key public spaces shouldn't necessarily be left up to the highest bidder. Community identity helps us connect to our neighbors, see the humanity in others, and ultimately care for each other. It may seem like a small thing, but it can make a big impact, Aylwin added. But most councillors said it's a fair deal for the city and the Peggy Hill team. I think this strikes a good, delicate balance between recognizing the sensitivities of an area while still embracing a sponsorship strategy that was very thoroughly developed, Cown. Sergio Morales said of the agreement and an historical showcase. Cown. Claire Reepma, chairman of Heritage Barry Committee, said its members would be interested in working on the project. I think it strikes all the right notes, he said. I know some residents are a little bit troubled by the naming of our facilities. The city's changing, said Cown. Robert Thompson. I understand the challenges of the people in Cown. Harvey's neighborhood, because they've become so used to it being called the Holly, but I think this is a great step forward. Mayor Jeff Lehman also spoke to the backlash. There are folks who disagree with council's decision to offer sponsorship opportunities for our arenas, he said. That disagreement is with us. Please don't dunk on the people who come forward who want to contribute this money to support our community. This is a policy, naming rights, that not everybody does agree with but brings a great deal of additional funding to our community and to our rec center and to our programs, the mayor added. I think it is important that we are going to recognize the history of the community and the facility, and that will be something that many, many people see as it is one of our busiest facilities in the city. Council will consider final approval of this motion at its January 17 meeting. City staff sought out interested parties for the Holly Community Center naming rights and had talks with 20 local companies. The $640,000 would be paid in annual installments of $80,000 over the 8 years of the agreement, beginning March 1, 2022 and ending February 28, 2030. The start or end date of the deal would be adjusted if the facility is closed for an extended period of time, 3 months or more, due to a pandemic or if a large portion of the building was damaged by a tornado or other natural disaster. As part of the proposed deal, the city would pay costs associated with the naming rights changeover. The first sponsorship payment of $80,000 would go toward covering the costs associated with switching signs to the new name. Peggy Hill has been in Barry since 1992 and in the real estate business since 2003. She has donated to a number of groups, including the YMCA of Simcoe Muskoka's 100 Reasons Why campaign, Barry Food Bank, Autism Ontario, Gilda's Club, Hospice Simcoe and the Children's Miracle Network. The city has a 10-year, $1.7 million naming rights agreement with Sadlin Motors for the former Barry Molson Center in the city's south end, called Sadlin Arena. Rebecca James Reed, the city's executive director of Access Barrie, told councillors Monday night there's a list of several city facilities for which staff are looking to find a sponsor.